You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
This is Monique Leray. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm coming to you live from Long Beach, California at the LA Wine Fest. Woo! Got people that are enjoying the Wine Fest. And Queen Mary here is right behind me. If you guys are ever in LA, you know Queen Mary. And we have some amazing guests today. One of them is actually, what are we calling you, the chairwoman of the fest?
Oh, just
the CEO. The CEO of LA Wine Fest, Miss Cher Leticio. Or Lilico. It's better to not look you.
Just go by the first name.
So Cher's here, guys. So how you doing, Cher?
We're doing fabulous. We're coming to the end of our second day.
Tell everybody, if they've never been to this fabulous festival, what's it all about, how it started, and what your mission is?
Well, the LA Wine Fest is an opportunity to sip and explore and educate yourself about wine. It's all about wine tasting. So you can taste over 200 different wines from 50 to 75 wineries, breweries, ciders, all of that sort of thing. Founded by Dr. Joel Fisher 15 years ago, and this is our 15th anniversary. It's actually our 16th year, but we had a little issue for the last year and a half of being able to do it.
Yeah.
But we're thrilled that we were able to come to Long Beach and a beautiful open park, so it was very COVID-friendly.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity, and we had beautiful weather. And so far, so good. We had over 3,000 people yesterday.
Wow. No wonder my ankles hurt.
Close to 2,000 today.
Wow.
We're doing good, and we just love doing it. Usually we're the first weekend of every June, and so we're going to try to shift back to that for next year. We'll see what happens in 2022.
Cher makes it look so easy because, guys, you know Cher, she's the boss. She's in that chair, and she's just on her walkie, and she's cool as ice. And, you know, it's a really great fest. You know, they do a lot of charitable work, and I just love your festival because you guys, you're consistent, and you're always growing your brand.
We are, and yes, we always benefit at least one charity, if not two. This year it's the Los Angeles Boys and Girls Club and the LA Jazz Society with their music programs for school kids.
I love it. That's really good.
It's really kind of neat to be able to help a charity and have a good time. And it's a lot of work, but we really enjoy it. And when it's happening like this and we're an hour from closing, we're all happy.
I hear you. And a shout out to Dr. Joel Fisher. He is amazing. When I first started, what a warm and lovely heart. And we're wishing him a lot of health and happiness.
He is. We've been talking to him every day, and he's very upset that he's not here, but he's happy that we're moving forward and keeping his legacy alive.
We love it. Where can people find you, Cher? Like, if they want to, if they're a brand or they just want to come?
Either or. It's all at lawinefest.com. It's all one word. And you know, if we're back in June, we'll be reaching out probably within the next month or two. Whether you're a winery, an exhibitor, a brewery, you name it, we'd love to talk to you. And, you know, guest-wise, tickets would be going on sale in probably February.
Yeah. Get them while they're hot, because we had 5,000 people in the last 48 hours, which I think that's a record.
No, we actually, when we were at Raleigh Studios, we had 5,000 one day. And three and X, so we had almost 8,000 that particular year.
All right, I'm going to put it out there now for the universe next year. Let's go for 10 people. Fine, Cher. Let's hit a big 10. Let's help these charities. Let's help wines, amazing brands be discovered. I think it's just like a win-win.
It is all the way around.
Nice to see you. Thanks
you.
For doing this impromptu.
And thanks for coming every year. We love having you.
I love you. Thank you. Oh, yay. All right, Cher.
All right,
bye. All right, guys. That was Cher. And, if you want to be here at the Wine Fest, check her out. And, you know, I do these Man on the Streets shows once in a while, so you'll have to excuse my screen, and we're rotating, but I just want to give you a look of people leaving right at the shoreline here. Again, we're right by the Queen Mary. It's a monument in L.A., if you don't know it. It was also paired by the Spruce Goose, but that's now up in Oregon State, which was a monumental aircraft. I think it was Howard Hughes that had that. All right. Guys, I have an amazing guest today. Mika, she owns Prim and Saucy. And Mika, how you doing?
I'm doing good, girl. How you doing?
Oh my gosh. Here, as you can hear, I'm on location here at the LA Wine Fest. We're so excited to have you. I figure if anybody can handle this, it's you. And I want to introduce you to the LA market. So tell everybody who you are and what your brand's all about.
So I'm Mika Raquel. I'm the owner of Prim and Saucy Boutique. I am 45-year-old mom of two girls who are helping run the show here, my 16-year-old Tori and my 6-year-old Peyton. So we originally started the boutique on Etsy around end of 2017, beginning of 2018. And at that time, I was just doing a lot of customs, custom jackets, tutus, sneakers, anything custom, and t-shirts and things like that for little girls for their birthdays. And then as time went on, I decided that I wanted to expand and get into e-commerce. So in 2019, we started an online retail boutique and expanded to cover mommy and me clothing as well. So we've been having lots of fun with it so far.
Well, if anyone's following your Instagram, we can see just how much fun you're having. And I feel like it's good for her as she's growing up because you're creating memories with her. And she's also learning, hey, we're live at the LA Wine Fest. She's learning entrepreneurial skills too, right?
That's correct. So my 16-year-old, more importantly, she's about to graduate. She's a junior right now. And so we've been talking a lot about things that she can explore as far as entrepreneurship. And just being here with me doing the day-to-day operations in the boutique, she's learned a lot. And now she's like, I need to get my Etsy shop going. So we're getting her up and running. And then for the 6-year-old, she sees how much work we're putting in and how important it is to think outside of the box and try to be your own boss. So as far as Instagram, we're Prim and Saucy Boutique on Instagram and Facebook. So we're always doing fun reels and we're doing behind the scenes. So if anybody wants to follow and check us out, then come along.
Yes.
We're always wanting to encourage new followers so that we can inspire other little young ones to be the best that they can be. Have fun while doing it. So
I love that. And I think, you know, we spoke offline about, you know, the pandemic kind of, there was a pivotal moment, right? We had to make a decision about, am I going to keep this up? How am I going to do this? And what is your tip for that entrepreneur that feels like giving up? The pandemic has really kicked their, and they're just trying to, you know, keep it moving. Because I know you had to really dig down and make it happen. What's your advice for that?
Well, let me tell you, anyone that is thinking about giving up, I really, really encourage them to take a step back and reevaluate and look at the purpose and what it is that drove them to be an entrepreneur in the first place. It has been tremendously hard, especially with us being an online boutique in the face of the pandemic. But I have so many other female entrepreneurs in so many circles that I'm talking to. Some of the ladies have brick and mortars and have faced adversities the same. Traffic slowed down for them for the brick and mortars. And then some of them really exploded from an online perspective. I think that timing for us played a lot into it. And so being that we had to pivot, we had to come up with some other ideas. So I put Prim and Saucy on several other marketplaces to push our brand. And then also from a financial standpoint, I'm like, you know, if they're not going to allow people to come out and do pop-up shops, which is a major source of revenue, then, hey, I got to dig deep. So I didn't give up. I decided to keep pushing through and really reaching out and finding a core group of people who have like-minded values that can really encourage you. I think it's really important to have a good team of people behind you. So not only with life coaches, other entrepreneurs, several different things I did to keep the motivation alive, staying positive, making sure that I do my daily affirmations, and really, really pushing through. So that's my advice to those guys. If you're thinking about giving up, to really just dig deep. And if the purpose is still there, then keep it going. I mean, there are other ways, even if you have to take a stop and get a 9-to-5, and continue to do this on the side. That's one option. But, you know, I mean, bills have to be paid. So you have to really, really dig deep. There are lots of grants that are out there for entrepreneurs. There are lots of different avenues. I mean, you can do crowdfunding. I just would suggest to reach out to other avenues, even when you thought that those were not possible.
All sounds solid. And it sounds like advice that you've taken for yourself. And I like that you said, you know, cast a wider net and open it up to different streams, right? Yes. So different marketplaces. And remember why you started. I always say that. Remember why you started. And you don't need to see the whole path, but, you know, at least keep going. So are you finding that you're a novelty for sweet 16s and birthdays and quinceañeras and all that stuff? Are you finding that that is your niche?
To be honest, I definitely for birthdays, I wouldn't necessarily say for the sweet 16 because most of the apparel that I have are geared towards 1 to 12 year olds. And so for birthdays, for sure, I get a lot of people coming to me asking for customs for birthdays. And not only that, just different characters from a wide variety of from Disney to comics, superheroes, Marvel, all kinds of stuff. So whatever the kids are into, I'm digging it. I'm like, okay, bring it on. And I'll take on
that's
the challenge.
Smart.
Yes.
That's actually smart because if you do it around a release of a film or holidays, birthday theme. So tell everybody where location you're in and where your affiliates are, like where you're looking to branch out the brand.
So right now I'm online, but we're based out of Hampton, Georgia, which is 30 miles south of downtown Atlanta. What I'm trying to do from an online perspective is reach people across the U.S. as abroad. I've had customers from all over the U.S. Just being online. My hope is that within the next year, I can open my own brick and mortar location here locally. But being online, we're open to everyone. And so I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be on LA Talk Radio today so that we can expand to the West Coast.
Let's get you. As much as this is a man on the street, we'll have to have you in studio when you're out here. So it's a little quieter and, you know, you can enjoy the luxury of the in-studio experience. But we love, actually, speaking of that, we had Prim and Saucy debut here in the LA market for Emmys Week. It was a two day before event with 100 celebrities, media, and press, and they got beautiful lip gloss from you, and they loved getting it. You know, these masks get you so dry. It's good to have a nice lip gloss without the color to get all over your face. So that was a great gift that you gave everyone. So guys, if you were at the gifting suite 2 weeks ago, you got a Prim and Saucy. Give them a shout out on Instagram and order some more.
Yes, let me tell you, like, that is one of the favorites. So whenever I get an order over a certain dollar amount, I always send the little girls the flavored lip balms. And I've gotten so many reviews that moms are like, they really loved it when they opened it. So I'm so glad that we were able to get our face out at Emmy's Week and that everybody liked the swag bags for that matter. So
you're going to get more tags on Instagram. I'll be working on that here soon, guys. So if you're following me at Capricorius Media, if you're following at Prim and Saucy, you'll see some shout outs and some tags. A lot of times people kind of stuff it in their bag, but you were there. You were visible. It was good to have you. And we're going to do a follow-up called What's in the Bag. And so I take one thing from each brand and we do a What's in the Bag segment. So that'll be coming out in the next few weeks. And Prim and Saucy is definitely going to be included. And how are you guys booking for the holidays? Anything, any availability if someone wants your services?
Well, so yes. Well, right now we have our huge end of the summer sale. So if anybody is looking for dresses, formal wear, we have a lots of formal dresses like for fall weddings, summer weddings, and things of that nature. They can go online and use code PSB30 to get 30% off. For formal wear, we have up to 40% off. In addition to that, there's free shipping when you spend $50 or more. Yes. And then you can split your payments into four easy payments with ShopPay. So, I mean, there's discounts all the way around.
Okay, hold on a minute.
All the way around.
Not to cut you off, but I got excited about something. You're kind of doing like what the airlines do when there's a payment option for some flights. I love that. And I think it's very smart as a small business right now during the pandemic.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and get married, guys, go support this wonderful lady at Prim and Saucy. And yes. Mika is, you know, just doing it. And I think you're revolutionizing the way people can approach a payment situation for that meet.
Well,
very smart.
I mean, a lot of people are like, well, I really want to buy this, but I don't want to pay for it right now, or I don't have it right now. So with the four increments of installments of Easy Pay, it makes it a lot easier for people to be able to get things now and pay later. In addition to that, we're going to be having our Halloween special come up, and then we're going to be having our Christmas special. So for Christmas, I normally do a lot of sequins and glitter and glitzy bows and tops and tutus. So we have some fun stuff that will be coming for Christmas as well.
If you're going to a holiday party, if you're not getting married, but you've got a birthday party to go to or something, you need an outfit. Prim and Saucy's the way to go. She's worldwide. She's on the web. She's based out of Atlanta. Mika, it's a pleasure to see you. Thank you for being with me on the road here today in Long Beach at LA Wine Fest. All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you, Monique.
All right, love. See you.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, you guys. That was Mika from Prim and Saucy. She kind of rode with us here as we're at the LA Wine Fest. I want to give you guys a visual of what's going on here. All right, there's the Queen Mary. If you've never been here before, it's a beautiful, known LA historical monument. And of course, here's the Long Beach sea line here, waterway. Harry Bridges Memorial Park by the Queen Mary in Long Beach is where we are today. And it's gonna be a short show. Shout out to Lady Ray J at in St. Louis. Thank you so much for having us and syndicating us there. How's my bow tie, guys? So I was pouring wine with my brand, The Wine Caterers, and we featured Michael Solberg's family wine. And we also had some absinthe samples from Absinthia. We were giving away some discounts for La Casa del Camino and Laguna Beach. So if you guys want to look up those brands, they are available on Instagram. And if you're not following me, please do so at The Startup with Monique Larray. It's spelled L-O-R-E. Or my personal, which is at Monique Larray Stinson. And also Cap Aquarius Media. So if you have a brand and you want to get in on some of these events, at Cap Aquarius Media, just C-A-P Aquarius Media. And that's what we're doing. I want to give you guys a recap. I just got back from Belize. I want to give a shout out to the Wyndham Lures Beach Resort in Belize. Thank you so much for all your support. That makes country number 9 this year, you guys. If you've been watching my show, you've been traveling with me. we're headed for 6 more. The goal is 15 by the end of the year. And, you know, we won some awards and some nominations for the trailer, so we're really grateful for that. We just got off Emmys Week, as aforementioned, and a shout-out to all the brands that were there. Everybody was great. You guys, there's confidence building as, you know, people get their vaccines and or masking. We're getting more confidence that to come out and, you know, get back into society again. That's what we're doing. And next up will be probably Canada and or Brazil and Tokyo, Morocco, if we're lucky. We're trying to hit every continent, right? So Australia. So just stick with us. If you're not following at the Pandemic Project documentary, at the Pandemic Film, the latter is the international version. At the Pandemic Project documentary is the domestic version, all 20 cities around the U.S. that we went to last year. So with that being said, there was a lot of wine, good wine served. Everybody's smiling. It's a beautiful day here in Long Beach for the L.A. Wine Fest, the 15th annual. Shout out to Dr. Joel Fisher again. Thank you so much for having us and being an amazing pioneer. If you have a story and you want to be featured in the documentary, we're still looking for stories. So we won't be done until the end of the year, guys. Capricorn version right around Christmas, right around New Year's Eve. And you can reach us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And send me your story. We're looking for everything, survivors, frontline workers, you know, you name it. And if you've gotten the vaccine and you have a story on that, may it be good or bad, we want to feature that. You know, we're not going to have any leaning whatsoever. We are actually just looking to tell the story of the people in this once in 100 year event, right? So that's the goal of it. So check it out on YouTube. Actually, you guys give us a like, a thumbs up if you like it. And you can just type in Google. It's four words, The Pandemic Project Documentary. Okay, check that out. Look at all these beautiful people here at LA Wine Fest. Hey guys, we're live on LA Talk Radio. All these winos are happy. All right, guys. Next up is, you know, we're going to revisit some other things that we started before. Other documentary project, which was for Jackie. Okay. So that's just the number four, Jackie, on YouTube. Check that out. And then next, we're going to be releasing a sizzle reel for Justice for Andre Bryson. Both stories are out of Tacoma, Washington. If you follow me on social media, you've seen me mention it. And I think it's a good time to do it. There's a lot of talk of changes being made, and it'll be a good thing. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing next. We also have some promo videos dropping as well. Shout out to the tattooed realtor, Justin Mercer. He's in the Phoenix area of Arizona, and he is actually an amazing guy, selling real estate, doing it his way. He's put art all over his body, and he's breaking those barriers of people judging you for how you look. And, you know, I followed him in Vegas recently, so we're going to be dropping that sizzle reel really soon. So shout out to Justin, a tattooed realtor. Much success. I think he's like Keller Williams' top realtor. All right, we got more people live from the LA Wine Fest. Woo!
Happy people. Hi, guys. Are you having fun?
We had a wonderful time.
We're live on LA Talk Radio.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. All right, we're live on LA Talk Radio.
Woo! They're happy, happy winos. I love winos. You know what? Everybody's bringing their little cute umbrellas. Because the heat was, it felt like Vegas there yesterday. But they had the little umbrellas and their wine cups and cute wine shirts. So it's a really good time, especially if you have a date or you want to get out of the house. So check out the Wine Fest for next year. We saw a lot of different brands. I can't get my hat right, guys. We saw glassware. We saw Pinots and Merlots. We were pouring a rosé by Michael Solberg Family Wines. So that was tasty, as always. Shout out to Michael Solberg. Shout out to La Casa del Camino. Thank you for being our sponsor, and Absinthia. People were excited to get the little mini bottles of absinthe. And people were excited because they're like, wait, I thought it was green. I didn't know. I thought it was illegal. No. Absinthia has revamped an organic brand of absinthe and dispelled all the myths and misinformation about absinthe. And she's made it her. Oh, here we go. More happy winos. Live on LA Talk Radio. Live from the Queen Mary. So yeah, check her out at Absinthia. Do you guys hear the reggae? It just keeps getting louder, louder. What else? I feel like there was some other things I wanted to catch you guys up on. There's just so much going on. I like to keep busy. I think what we'll do next is we'll give you an update on our calendar for next year, right? Because things are starting to open up and get better. We're live on LA Talk Radio, guys. Want to give a shout out? Woohoo! All right, look, they're so happy. They're so happy. The winos are happy. What a fun time, guys. Cheers. Us, yes. I love it. Yeah, we'll give you a calendar update of what we've got going next for next year, but the goal is to get the Pandemic Project documentary out at a film festival by the end of this year. So we're working on that. You know, we're trying to get it into Sundance. I don't think it's going to happen, but we sure hope so. But the next one will. We will be submitting to Sundance. So I think that's it, guys. Follow me on Instagram at the startup of Monique Lorray, at Monique Lorray Stinson, L-O-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N. Shout out to Dr. Lance. Shout out to Mezcalera downtown LA. Thank you for my after party. Shout out to Matt Sarafa. He came through. All the beautiful people that came to support that. And that was my 2-year anniversary. The owner, he's at Food Hedler. Lots of love there. And shout out to Donna Lea. She styled me that weekend. There's a lot of beautiful people at this event, guys. So we're going to do Grammys Week. We're going to partner with the Harris Brothers again. And it's my first time doing, like, music. Like, I mean, I like music, but I'm, you know, I'm not in the music industry. But we're going to partner with them, and we're looking for brands. So if you guys have something, you want to come out to Hollywood and mix and mingle and get photo assets and meet people, that's the time to do it. So, yeah, it's a really good day here at LA Wine Fest. Oh, here we go. We got William. Say hi, William. We're live on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
William, do you want to plug your photography business real quick on LA Talk?
Well, my name is William Kipston. My business is I do photography and video, and I love being here. And if you want a great photo, call WilliamKipston.com.
How do we spell it?
K-I-D-S-T-O-N.
All right. We grabbed him during his lunch. All right, guys. That's my cue as my, I think my technology is being a challenge here. All right. And we're going to end a little early today, but hey, thanks for tuning in. Keep Hope Alive, guys. If you have a startup and you feel like you can't do it, just push forward, keep going. I know the pandemic has kicked a lot of people's ass. I'm a startup business owner, multiple startup business owner, and it's kicked my ass, but I just keep going. You find people that will help and support. And thank you for everyone that does that. Again, Belize was beautiful. Sans mosquitoes, lizards, and roaches. I enjoyed it, but you know, I was in the rainforest. Beautiful stories of survival and people just trying to make it. So thank you for sharing those stories with us. And you know, being in America and leaving and seeing how other people live and how they depend on our economy is really interesting and it's eye-opening. So things that we're doing here makes a difference everywhere. So anything that you're starting up, just know it's not just for you. If you're in the U.S., you're helping to support a lot of people everywhere else by your success. And I know that sounds kind of corny, but it's true. So just keep going, guys. Don't give up. I had a really rough day yesterday. And I just keep going, right? So shout out to Lady Ray J again on TLKLV in St. Louis. We love you there. I feel like I'm missing something. Who am I missing? Oh, shout out to Symposium. Symposium app you can host. It's a one-to-one video app. So if you have a specialty or a talent and you want to host live, you can get paid and host on that one platform. Symposium.corp, right? All right, guys. I will see you next week, and we won't be on the street again, I don't think. I think we'll be home. Hey, all right. Live from LA Wine Fest, the 15th annual. I also want to give a quick shout-out to all the firefighters, especially my friend Sheila Kelleher. Shout-out to the fire department. Thank you for keeping us safe this very hot summer. Now we're in the fall. All right, everybody. Greetings from LA Town. All right. Happy winos at the Wine Fest. Look at this one. Did you have a good time today, sir?
Great.
Shout out on LA Talk Radio.
Great time.
All right, great time. All right. All right, guys. Well, I ask you this all the time. What will you start up today? Be well, be safe, take care of each other, and I will see you again in studio. Cheers. Have a good day.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.